My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Sends one towards second. Altuve will go to short for one, and the Astros get the double play. And that is the fifth double play the Blue Jays have hit into today. Clement sends one to center. Jake Myers is there. The Astros win it 5-3. Josh Hader closes the door on the Blue Jays on this 4th of July.
Hey, Houston, welcome back. That's right. Payne and Pendergast, but no Sean Pendergast. Brandon Scott in with Seth Payne this morning, coming back from 4th of July. Hope you guys enjoyed the holiday. And I don't know why you wouldn't if you're a Houston sports fan. I don't know why you wouldn't. The Astros are one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team in baseball. We are inside a couple of weeks away from Texans training camp. I'm feeling pretty good, Seth. What about you, man?
I feel outstanding. I was trying to figure out exactly how I feel right now because we've been pretty spoiled with our baseball fortunes over these last several years. And yet I still figure out a way to say, yeah, finally, something goes our way with the Astros. That's right. This seven straight ALCS nonsense was a, people tried to act like that was a big deal. Finally, our long beleaguered fan base actually gets something nice. And that was a fun series. Because even the game two loss of that series, you still felt like, okay, this is a different baseball team than it was earlier this year. That game two loss where the Astros, you know, fought back to a one-run game after being down 5-6 runs in that game, that's the potent Astros lineup that looks like the back of the baseball card and everything else. So, I look at yesterday as finally something going right for the Astros. Yep. I have no shame about acting like we've been out in the wilderness for years and years and years.
And it's like we've got first world Astros problems, Seth. Like they win the game, and all I can think about and complain about is the damn home plate umpire who's got that inconsistent strike zone. I can't stop thinking about Framber Valdez, who is somehow unreliable and reliable at the same time.
It's like somehow, like, that was, you know what, Framber making the play on that double play where in totally Framber-like fashion,
yes,
and yet it working out, that was when I knew that the day was going to be okay. Because I'll tell you what, okay, two things. You mentioned the home plate umpire. He was my King George yesterday. I was like, that's a awful, put that dude, chop that dude's head off. This guy is the tyrant that's holding us down. And he's doing it against Framber. That was ridiculous. That was absurd. So there's that. But then there was also the part of me that in that first three run stretch in the first inning by the Blue Jays, I'm like, I might be the only 49-year-old in America who's like, oh, God, I miss the shift. Oh, I miss the shift so much. Because all this soft contact into the gaps is the kind of stuff that the Astros were really good at eradicating, because they were so on point with where their shifts were and everything that those would have been easy outs. And that was that is one of the things. Aside from Framber just frambering at various times, like the shift... The shift is something that helps a ground ball pitcher out a lot. And, you know, there's more times in the last couple of years where it just feels like, oh, okay, that would have been an out in the old days. So, but I got over it. I got over it with the victory.
Yeah, and I thought the story really set for the Astros yesterday was their defense. Like, yeah, the five double plays, and a lot of that has to do with, like, it's hard to talk about the defense without talking about how maddening Framber was, but it's hard to talk about Framber without talking about the defense that was played behind him. Like, you need both of those things to tell the story. And five double plays. You know who got me thinking differently about too yesterday? Alex Bregman.
Yes.
Honestly, Seth, I'm like, man, you know, we've gotten to a point, I think, with the Astros conversation and with Alex Bregman specifically, there's almost like this assumption of him either being dealt at the deadline or being gone after the year. And my feeling after watching him play an elite third base yesterday, and again, five double plays for the Astros, four of them behind Framber Valdez, and you heard the final call there when we bumped in, Josh Hader turns one as well in the ninth. But, like, Alex Bregman, elite defensive player, like, it's very easy to forget when you've kind of become resigned to the fact that he's probably going to be gone. But I'm like, you know what? I don't want Alex Bregman to be gone no more. I think I like elite defensive third base play. And I know he had an error that cost them a couple of days ago, and I don't want to forget about that. But that was, to me, sort of it encapsulated that game yesterday, encapsulated how good this infield can really be.
You know, no, I'm glad you mentioned that too, because there's kind of a symmetry there with the fact that they were playing the Blue Jays and George Springer was on the field. And George Springer was a guy that was so obvious to point to as a chemistry guy and a mojo guy and everything else. You know, when he was injured and he was here, they still needed him in the dugout because he was that valuable. With Bregman, I mean, his personality is completely different than George Springer because he's just so low-key and so understated in the way he talks and everything else. But Sean and I talked about this, I almost said last week, but before the 4th of July, earlier this week. Sean and I just talked about it, like the whole dynamic of him being the guy that suggested to Hunter Brown that he should be throwing his sinker. And that's what turned everything around. And that happens on...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
On a conversation on the plane after Hunter Brown's last really bad performance before he turned everything around. And then some of the other things that you brought up for later in the show that I was looking at on the show prep just reminded me of when we talk about CJ Stroud's ability to bridge gaps with all of his teammates and form relationships with all of his teammates, and that's part of what he thinks is integral to leadership, and it is, and he's really good at it. But Bregman, the fact that Bregman went out and learned Spanish just so he could have a better connection with so many of his teammates. You know, it's like something you don't have to do. You got to download an app and actually spend time on it to do it. Like, you're actually putting in work to just form more of a good bond with your teammates. And, like, that's the stuff that we just can never really, really know from the outside. And we don't know exactly how the team looks at that kind of stuff. I think the Astros, as a very analytical organization, have always, though, also understood the chemistry side of it. You know, Luno's quote in Moneyball was, you know, just because you can't measure something doesn't mean it's real, doesn't mean it's not real. So that, like he understands that there is an element to team chemistry and leadership and all of those things that you can't plug into an algorithm. And that's what makes it so fascinating. Like, how much do the Astros value that? And, you know, what does it mean for Bregman, especially if he continues to play really well all through the end of the season, and the offers might be way more competitive than the Astros would typically feel like competing with?
Yeah.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it's funny, Seth, because honestly, man, not even a whole month ago, I thought that the Astros had a leadership void.
Right,
you know, like,
right.
Like take them back to before whenever it was that they actually let go of Jose Abreu. So let's go back to the point where he's going back to West Palm Beach to the spring training site, and then they're bringing him back and doing all of that. So, like, around that time, I'm thinking, man, where the Astros have a crisis in leadership, both at the top from, you know, Jim Crane obviously has done great things here for the Astros, but the direction that the team seemed to be going in at the time, the brain trust, where he was getting his advice, and then Joe Espada at times seemed like he was, if not in over his head, maybe just overwhelmed by the situation, or maybe the situation was just overwhelming. Anybody would have looked that way, but he didn't necessarily give off presidential. And then you start to look at the clubhouse and wonder, okay, so where is the leadership exactly going to come from? Verlander obviously is a leader, but older now and not exactly the same player. How much of that can give them a spark? Jose Altuve leads by example, but is not necessarily a vocal leader. A lot of those guys that they'd had in the past, like a George Springer, like a Carlos Correa, obviously, even like a Michael Brantley, obviously gone now. So who's going to be that guy to step up? Now, at the time, that story had not been told yet about Alex Bregman and Ryan Pressly helping Hunter Brown talk through some of his issues early on, them coming back. I think it was Cinco de Mayo coming back from Kansas City. Like, we didn't necessarily know that that was happening behind the scenes or what kind of impact that was going to have on Hunter Brown, what kind of impact Hunter Brown's improvement was going to have on the team overall. But I can just remember, not even an entire month ago, Seth, feeling like the Astros had a leadership void, had a crisis in leadership, and you fast forward to now, and I couldn't think any more differently of them between Alex Bregman and then everything else coming together with the way that they're playing, how they're passing the baton, and it's like they're playing like their version of small ball because they still slug a little bit, but it's like a slugging small ball. I'm like, okay, so where did all of this come from all of a sudden?
Small ball. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, all of a sudden they got leadership and they don't have that void that I thought that they had at the time.
Well, that's where, and you know, I think the departure of Abreu, aside from all the leadership side of things or what it meant to locker room chemistry or anything else like that, you know, in staying ahead of the curve, which the Astros have always been really good at doing, that also means adapting to rules changes. And with all of the rules changes and everything, small ball is coming back into vogue somewhat. It's easier to get from first to third now than it used to be. And without Abreu out there, regardless of what guys are doing at the plate, you just got more opportunities for guys with speed to be out there. You know, like you're not wasting a spot where either a Loper Fido or anybody else might be out there that can actually do some damage on the base pass. So that part's interesting. I also think another thing that you could never actually pin down, and I doubt Jose Altuve is even doing this consciously or anything, but the fact that we've seen more examples of Jose Altuve flipping out angry, I think that matters. I think that he gets his second ejection in his career last week, the first time since 2016. A week before that, he was yelling at the home plate umpire. Like, I do think there's something where, whether he did it consciously or not, like some of that juice or some of that just fire, some of that you're seeing out of Altuve in a way that you'd never seen before. And it's not, you know, those are two little moments, but they're two little moments that you never saw before. So, yeah, and it's obviously a lot easier to, if the Astros weren't winning right now, I'd point to that very same thing as like, oh, boy, they're falling apart. Look at all the frustration. But they're winning games, and they're doing it by playing better baseball. So I do think that is part of it. And, you know, it's like the way, you know, when you have a baby and if you've got, you know, it's nice a lot of times in stressful situations that you can shift over. Like, you know, when you're stressed out and you're not handling the crying baby very well, you've got your partner to take over in those moments. And I think something along the way with like the leadership void, guys fall into what they can and can't do at various times. And maybe with Altuve, it's just him flipping out every now and then.
He is Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next, there's a video of C.J. Stroud playing football on a beach with celebrities.
I don't like it.
We're going to test how cool we are by trying to identify these stars. We're also going to talk about C.J. Stroud's leadership qualities, how he developed them. That's next on Payne or Pendergast. Stay there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.